Gemara describes in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, the ger that comes before Hillel and Shammai, wanting to be megayer, to convert, literally our regal achas, Shammai dismisses, and Hillel cites a version of the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, V'sani alach l'chaver cholosaver. And no doubt it's fascinating that that would be the pasuk of choice in order to indicate the klal gadol b'Torah. This is not the only makar. When you look in the Sifra, Dalet Yud Beis, you look in Yerushalmi, that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is indeed the klal gadol b'Torah. And one could question, indeed, to what extent would that be? When you look in the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Avel, the Rambam writes, this is a klal gadol when it comes to mitzvos ben Adam l'chaveira. The Rambam writes, the mitzvos, for example, of Bikur Cholim, Nicham Aveilim, those are drabanan. But the Rambam, of course, adds, V'harehin bechlal v'hafta l'recha kamocha. But to think that that is the klal gadol b'Torah is somewhat surprising because of an obvious observation. The Ramban already points out in Aseres HaDibros and Shmos Chaf that the Aseres HaDibros have a very basic division. Mitzvos that are benam l'makom, mitzvos that are indeed ben adam l'chavero, that is depicted in the two luchos. The Ramban magnificently writes that kibud avim serves as a beautiful bridge, as an elision, because after all, kibud avim has elements of ben adam l'chavero as well as ben adam l'makom. One no doubt could envision that v'ahavta l'recha kamocha represents chiyuvim that are ben adam l'chavero. But to what extent is that considered to be indicative of mitzvos ben adam l'makom? When I think of Shabbos and Kashrus of Avodah Zarah, what comes to mind is v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Why would that be the klal gadol b'Torah? I'll tell you very, very simply. You don't have to look very far. That very sugya, Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, take a look in Rashi. Rashi quotes the pasuk in Mishlei Chav Zayin, Reacha v'rea avicha al taza. The pasuk says, don't forsake, don't abandon your friend and your father's friend. Rashi writes, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's something, no doubt, which is so profound. When we speak about care, friendship, v'ahavta reacha kamocha, it's not limited to ben adam l'chavero, that certainly is true. But what is the representation of our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's what Rashi cites that pasuk. Reacha v'reavicha al taza. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you in thick and thin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is your best friend. It's not so surprising that v'ahavta l'recha kamocha can be the klal gadol b'Torah, not only referencing Bikur Cholim, Nicham Aveilim, but referencing even obligations, mitzvos, shibudim, ben adam l'makom as well. The notion of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, that memra of Rabbi Akiva, that Yerushalmi, Nedarim Perektes, Yerushalmi gives a fascinating mashal. This mitzvah, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, immediately follows lo sikom v'lo situr, the isser of taking nakama. What exactly is that juxtaposition? What exactly is the hekesh? The amazing mashal of the Yerushalmi, imagine. A person is using a hammer, and he's banging in a nail, and all of a sudden, his right hand hits the left hand. And a person experiences a significant measure of pain. Yerushalmi writes, is there any havamina that the left hand will pick up the hammer and strike the right hand? Would anyone think that is reasonable? The Yerushalmi writes, of course not, because guf echad, there is a holistic body. The pain is felt throughout. It would be foolish for the left to strike the right. And the Yerushalmi writes, that is v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. It means to be able to view all of Knesset Yisrael very literally as guf echad. His pain, his celebration, is mine. Not merely that, you know, I am empathetic, but much, much more than that. All of Klal Yisrael is guf echad. This term is found in the Ritva, a Ritva Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes, when the Ritva discusses that sugya of Yotza Motzi. On the one hand, that if I perform the mitzvah, I can perform mitzvah additionally in order to discharge your obligation. On the other hand, as the Ritva writes, Kol mi shena mukhuyev badavar, eno motzi yaser rabbi midei chavasa. If I'm not chayiv, I cannot be motzi you. If I was already yotzei, why am I called a mukhuyev badavar? Yerushalmi uses exactly that phrase. Because klal Yisrael are guf echad. They're all a single entity. And it's not really true that you have satisfied your mitzvah of Kiddush just because you made Kiddush. Because Klal Yisrael is all guf echad, and therefore I am a dayan mechuyev b'davar. That Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes, uses the phrase of guf echad, Yerushalmi in Hilchos Brachos, uses the term of a dayan mechuyev b'davar. That's a stunning example of Knesset seeing themselves as chatif achas, as a single unit of V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, literally guf echad. And there's an amazing, amazing comment of Tosfos. Take a look. This is a Tosfos Menachos and Daf Lamed Zayin. Tosfos quotes a Maisa Shehaya. Amazing. A Maisa Shehaya. Shlomo Melech had to judge a Din Torah. And all of a sudden, the family walks into the Din Torah. It was a Din Torah, Tosfos says, about division of Nachla. Maybe on its face, maybe not the most difficult Din Torah. Who receives, who does not receive. But that was the case. All of a sudden, a family member walks in. Tosfos writes, Maisa Shehaya, Menachos Lamed Zayin. One body and two heads. One body and two heads. Enters the room. The two-headed body claimed he's entitled to Pishnayim. Tosfos says, Maisa Shehaya. And all the brothers dismissed. No. You're our single brother. Guf Echad. And Shlomo had to pass him. One chedek, two chalakim. The Tosfos Menachos, Daf Lamed Zayin. Tosfos paskin, Guf Echad. End of Tosfos. On the daf, Menachos Lamed Zayin, we have a Shita Mukubetzes. Take a look, Shita Mukubetzes, Os Yurches. Shita writes the fact. How did Shlomo Melech know? It's so obvious. So obvious, Guf Echad. So obvious, Shnei Gufim. How is that so obvious? No. Shita Mukubetzes writes the following. It's not that Tosfos was citing Sugyas in Ramakam or Shlomo Melech. Shita Mukubetzes writes, Shlomo Melech performed the test. He took a sack, and he placed the sack over one hand, and hirtichu mayim, and he heated up water, and he spilled the water on the other head. And once he did that, all of a sudden the covered head screamed out in pain. So Shlomo Melech paskin, based on his empirical test, guf echad. The fact that the covered head sensed the pain that the other one experienced, you know what? That is the measure. That's a measure of guf echad. Wow. That is the Psak HaTosfos. That's the Shita Mukubetzes Nos Yurches. But that's an amazing measure. The extent that a person can experience the pain of another, and the flip side, the fact that a person can rejoice in the simcha of another, that is considered to be who we are. That is V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Just as it would be absurd for a left hand to take revenge against a right hand, that's exactly that Yerushalmi in a Dharm Perek test, that's who we are. That's considered to be V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. And you can take a look at the length, the Ramban, the Netziv. What exactly is the bar? After all, doesn't Rabbi Akiva maintain also V'chayachichimach, chayecha kodmi chayecha vercha? That balance, that you know what? Yes, that sometimes a person has to assert his own sense of worth, but never somehow to undermine that all of us are considered to be guf echad. That's an amazing comment that Tosfos and Shita Mukubetzes has. And that, no doubt, is part of the mission of the yeshiva. That, you know, to be able to welcome the new Talmidim that are here, and to be able to see the Zman beginning with such a passionate sense of hislavos and enthusiasm. We're all in this together in terms of our avodas Hashem. And the need to take pride and to see ourselves in yeshiva as being guf echad, that's something which I think is absolutely critical. And even beyond the kostlei beis medrash, these are unusual times for Klal Yisrael. Things are happening so fast, it's hard for us to process. It's hard to know on an hourly basis whether this is a step forward or whether this is a step backward. I'll tell you, we don't need to know. That's Kavshei Derachmana, that's Brachos Daf Yud. Whether something is Tzarav Yagon Emsa, whether it's Kos Yeshuos Emsa, the Sefer Dekra, V'Shem Hashem Ekra, just recognize it's Hashgacha Hashem. Recognize everything is Hashgacha Hashem. Presumptuous to think that, you know, I know, this means that and this means this, but you know what? Isn't it clear to us, that this is so unexpected? This is not something in any shape or form that is natural. This is something that is Hashkochas Hashem in the most overt sense. One story after another of incredible nisim that Bnei Yisrael are experiencing. And how do you relate to that? How does that affect your avodah session? Are you a bystander? Are you on the sidelines? Or are you a player? Are you a player? Do you really feel that what's happening in Eretz Yisrael is something that speaks to my consciousness? It speaks to who I am. It's something that I relate to in direct terms. Do you really feel that sense of guf echad? If you do, it's a fulfillment of a klal gadol b'Torah, and perhaps the klal gadol b'Torah, Rabbi Akiva, the Shita of Hillel, the Shita of Bananas, and that Medrash, the Hakdamas HaKosei, the klal gadol b'Torah. A klal gadol b'Torah not only of ben adam l'chaver, a klal gadol b'Torah of ben adam l'makom, because Mishlei Chav Zayin, Reacha v'Rea Avicha Altaza, don't forsake your best friend. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us individually, and all of Klal Yisrael in such realistic and vivid, vivid terms, it demands a response. It demands greater Iyun Tefillah. It demands greater Gemilas Chasadim. It demands greater She'ifos for learning. If you didn't think up until now that you're going to finish at least the first half of the Masechta or the entire Masechta, you know what? When Klal Yisrael experiences such nisim, maybe you should reassess. That what at least can I do? It's hard. Thousands of miles away, what can I do? The answer is we also have opportunities because all of Klal Yisrael is considered to be absolutely, absolutely guf echad. The extent that we can be mishtatef in the Yeshuas Yisrael and the extent that we can feel the tzara of Klal Yisrael simultaneously, that really for us is the measure of Kol Yisrael. Revim Zebozeh, that is the measure of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. For us, that is the test. Whether we, together with our chaverim, together with the yeshiva, bonding with Knesset Yisrael, are we really considered to be guf echad? That achdus of Klal Yisrael, or Chaim writes, that's a precondition of Maman Har Sinai, and that is Matzmiach Yeshua. And Bezras Hashem, we should be zolche, that the nisim, the Klal Yisrael experience, should bring us one step closer, that Knesset Yisrael should extinguish, continue to experience incredible nisim, and we should be zocheh to unbridled Yeshuos v'nachamos.